Welcome, babes in Toyland, to another Minisode Monday. I'm Nicole, and as always, Rolando is here. Hi, Rolando.
How you doing, Nicole?
And is Eddie joining us today?
Eddie Z is here.
Eddie Z is in the house. Is Josh in the house?
He would be by you.
Oh, I guess Josh isn't here then. Sweet. So how are you guys? How was your day today?
Good. I mean, the day just started, so.
It's beautiful, too. True.
Yeah, Eddie just made us delicious smoothies.
Ooh, I'm jealous. I am actually not in the same room as these guys, so I cannot enjoy these delicious Eddie Z smoothies.
Yeah, it's true. They are pretty delicious.
Aw, damn.
Next time, Nicole. Next time.
All right, so we got some news to, we're going to do things a little differently. Does anybody have any news, first of all?
I actually have a ton of news, actually, real quick. We can get them out of the way. They're not that long.
Okay, let's talk news.
Actually, I take that back. One of them is longer, but I guess the first one I'll start with is, it's official. Robert Pattinson is DC's new Batman. Mm. It was officially confirmed on all the major publications. I think WB has made their announcement. So that's an update to... it wasn't our previous story, was it? Maybe it was. I don't remember.
For a previous minisode, it definitely was.
Oh, it was. Okay, yeah. So.
Yeah.
And that's when we asked people, yes, right, about what we're going to do, film a Batman or Joker one. Did we make a decision on that one? It was tied, 50-50.
It was a tie. People pretty much... want to hear both.
If we include, though, the one comment that we had early before we even posted the question, though, it would be by one vote, Joker.
By one vote. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, that doesn't count. No. Imagine just, like, throwing out the window.
It's a vote. I would say it's a vote.
Well, how about by next Minisode Monday, we can, like, definitely make up our minds.
Fine, we can do that. That's fine. Okay. All right, and and then the next episode is Mark Webb is in talks with Disney to produce a live action, guess what movie?
Oh my god, this is hard. I have a lot to do with Snow White.
Snow White, indeed, yeah.
Seriously?
That's the next movie in development currently with Disney. It would be an official Disney remake. You know, it's not the first time in a while we've seen Snow White, because don't forget there was Snow White and the Huntsman, and that starred Kristen Stewart and Charlize Theron and who else? Chris Hemsworth. Yeah. Did you ever see that movie?
Me? No, I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, I've never seen that movie either. Eddie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You've seen the movie? Yeah. Is it good?
No. I mean, from what I remember, I really did not enjoy it.
Yeah, and Eddie, I feel like, gives Kristen Stewart like a pass on a lot of her work.
Yeah, I felt like I I feel like it wasn't even her. I felt like they didn't give her like a strong script to work off of. Like, yeah. I was really hoping for, because they've been reinventing Snow White, you know, like in that show Once Upon a Time, you know, kind of a warrior, and they tried to make an attempt at it, and it just kind of flopped.
Yeah, and then the sequel didn't even have Kristen Stewart, right? They kind of nixed out, I guess, the weakest character, because it became about Chris Hemsworth and Charlize Theron.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, interesting, right?
Really interesting.
Yeah. So that's the next news. And actually, the bigger piece I actually wanted to talk about, though. Nicole, did you see RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh, of course I saw the finale. I saw Evie Oddly win in all of her glory. All right, watched cool. It live.
We're not talking about the actual results of it, though I do love our new queen. No, we're actually talking about, did you see a trailer there for a new Netflix series?
No, actually. Okay. I did not pay attention to the commercials. What's the new Netflix series?
So there's a new Netflix series called Tales of the City, and it's going to be premiering this Friday. So if you're listening it to the week of the first week of June, I guess is the best I could describe it. Yeah, there's a new Netflix show called Tales of the City. When Eddie saw this trailer while we were watching RuPaul's Drag Race, he jumped up because he's just like, oh, this is a reboot.
I think it's a revival.
Revival. Yeah. Yes, you're right. It is a revival. Because as Eddie explained to me, some of the original cast members are in this revival. It's a Netflix revival here. And Tales of the City is based off of a series of 9 novels written by Armistead Maupin. And it's a series of stories that explore, I think it was set in the 60s, possibly? 60s or 70s, and explores a lot of LGBT issues, marijuana issues back then that they were going through, you know, kind of the feminist movement that was also happening in the at the time, in the era. Yeah, and it was first it first became a TV show in 1993. The BBC picked it up, right? Channel 4 in the UK. And then in the US, it was screened the following year on PBS. And the show actually has an interesting history, right? Because in the 80s, HBO was attempting to make this a sitcom. However, because of the 80s, the growing AIDS epidemic, the Reagan era that we were about to enter, what happened was HBO kind of thought that the show was kind of glamorizing homosexuality and drug use. So they tried to tone it down to the point where, like, they just scrapped the project altogether. And when it aired on PBS in 1993, the network faced a lot of backlash because, you know, again, homosexuality was, like, kind of front and center, right? And it's interesting because if you've been keeping up with the news, PBS also just did something kind of scandalous when it comes to, you know, homosexuality and their programming. Do you know about this?
Arthur,
yeah, that's right. They introduced Ratburn. So who knew? I didn't know that PBS was kind of like progressive. I mean, I assume they were progressive, right? A lot of people assume PBS is progressive, but like I always thought they were pretty tame. So that's kind of nice to know. But yeah, so the show has been around. It was picked up again in the late 90s and early 2000s with two more adaptations of the novels, again starring the original cast members, which included Laura Linney and Olympia Dukakis.
Oh, that's really interesting. So they're all coming back.
Those two are coming back for the Netflix revival.
Oh, when does it come out?
It comes out this Friday.
Let's do it.
Yeah. We'll definitely be picking up talking about this show a little further down the timeline. But yeah, we'll definitely be talking about this one.
Very cool.
I think Netflix.
Yeah, I had no idea about this.
Yeah, I think the reason it was announced 2 years ago, but I don't think a lot of people knew about it. Mm. And seeing the trailer and stuff, I kind of thought it'd be interesting, worth bringing to people's attention at the moment.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm intrigued just by listening to it, so I'm excited for it.
Yeah. But that's all I have on my end. I don't know if you have anything, Nicole.
Oh, me? Nope. Eddie, do you have anything?
Not today.
Sweet. Well, I just wanted to kind of talk about, because remakes, reboots, and revivals are not just for, like, that are happening. They're not just, like, in movies. They're happening everywhere. And I noticed when I was on vacation last week, I don't have cable, so we put on the television, and there was the $10,000 or $100,000 pyramid. And then all of a sudden I see a commercial for a bunch of other game shows that ABC has revived. And I don't know if you knew about this, Rolando, but like there's like seven of them that they've revived.
What are they?
So within like the past 2-3 years, I would say. $10,000 Pyramid, right. Match Game with Alec Baldwin.
Okay, that one I'm aware of, yes.
Which is also, Match Game is like one of my favorites. They also did To Tell the Truth, which is a panel show from the 60s and 70s, and where three people claim to be one person. You have to figure out who's the real person, who's really the person that they're saying they are. So they revived that.
Oh, wait, I think I know that one. Is that one that's like a criminal? Are they trying to figure out who the criminal is?
Yeah, find out who the criminal is, find out who the singing nun is, you know, like, just find out.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's it called? That's on air right now on ABC?
Mm-hmm. And if it's either coming out or it's out already.
Okay.
And I saw a commercial for it, so I think it's out, but they're also bringing back Press Your Luck, which is the no whammies.
I don't know.
I used to love that show
as a kid.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, right? Oh, and the whammies, they were just terrible. What a terrible game show, unfortunately, actually, because you could just lose everything.
So I recently read this on my feed once, that there was this guy that figured out the pattern. It seemed that the way the board moved had five distinct mathematical patterns, algorithms, and Whoa. He was able to figure it out. and he like cleaned the board. Like, really? He just like totally won so much money off that game.
Oh my gosh, that's him. Smart. Because there's also like, there is kind of, if you really watch it, there was a way to like kind of figure out when the whammies would pop up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, yeah, what a crazy freaking show. And they're reviving that. I don't think it's come out yet, but apparently Elizabeth Banks is going to host that one.
Oh, I love Elizabeth Banks.
Mm-hmm. So that should be cool. And then they're also going to do Card Sharks. So it's just like
Card Sharks. That was from the 90s, I think, right?
70s. They might have revived it before, but it was predominantly from the 70s.
Okay.
And that's the thing, like, in the 50s and 60s, there were a lot of, like, panel quiz shows. And mm-hmm. in the 70s, there was, like, a lot of money with, like, really simple things. You know, Password. I think also Password's coming back.
I think Password is currently back already.
And it's already back. It's just, like, crazy because all of a sudden, like, I don't know if people have been wanting it, but why are there all of a sudden so many revivals of all of these game shows? You know, like, game shows, I feel like they come and go every so often.
Game shows are super cheap to produce.
That's is so funny because they give away money.
They give away money, but even the money that they give away compared to like production for like a serialized live action TV show, way, way cheaper.
True. That's Do you just, like game shows?
I've never really been a big fan of them. Like, I know a lot of people love like Jeopardy, for example, and I feel like Jeopardy always makes me feel stupid. What else is there? Wheel of Fortune, though, I do like. I wish I could be on that one because I feel like their contestants are usually very stupid. So I'm too smart. I'm too smart for Wheel of Fortune and I'm too dumb for Jeopardy. And those are like the two major TV shows that just have been on the air forever. True. I know a couple of people who've been on The Price is Right.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wow, would it be considered a revival every time they got a new host?
Because no, because Bob Hope just retired, and then it was immediately. It wasn't like there wasn't.
I'm
like
sorry,
a gap.
Bob Hope.
Wait, it wasn't Bob Hope. Who was it?
Tell him, Nicole.
Bob. Oh God. Barker. Is it Bob Barker?
Yes.
Bob Barker.
There you go. Yeah, Bob Hope. I was like, what?
Bob Barker retired. And immediately, it wasn't like a gap. It was just immediately
Drew Carey.
Thank you.
And he's still the host?
He's still the host.
Yeah, he's still the host.
Pretty crazy. Wow.
He's good, apparently.
Yeah. That show is, it's crazy. I mean, these shows also have such longevity to them. But it's just interesting. I didn't know that they were all coming back and it was like this new trend.
Yeah, I actually think a lot of these shows that hit primetime again, though, are tested usually on the Game Show Network to see how. They usually get revived, like, maybe some while, maybe a few years before, like, it makes it prime time to see how mm-hmm. it performs, you know? Because they're constantly, you don't have cable, but Game Show Network is literally what it sounds like. It's a whole channel dedicated to just game shows.
Oh, yeah, no, I love Game Show Network, yeah.
And, yeah, they're constantly, constantly reviving stuff from, like, the past.
True. Well, I have a confession to make. There is one particular panel show from the 50s into 60s that I really, really love, and I kind of would love to revive myself. Of course, it's never gonna happen.
What is it?
But it's not Snatch Game or Match Game. I love that show and I would totally be on it. But if I ever, like, you know, secret fantasy would be to revive the show called What's My Line. Do you know this show?
Whose line is it anyway? That's from the
90s. Nope.
Yeah. No.
What's My Line? It's from the 50s into 60s. It lasted for like 17 seasons. And it was really simple. Just someone came on and you had to guess their profession, their line of work.
Oh.
And then at the end, there would always be a celebrity and they'd have to blindfold themselves and, like, you know, figure out who it was because they would know them on site. So the people would like mess with their voices and stuff. Simplest thing, but I love the show and I would love to revive it. I think it would be a lot of fun.
Interesting. No, yeah, I've never seen it. Again, not a big fan of game shows.
Oh, well, panel. It's like, I feel like panel quiz shows are like slightly different, but.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I just wanted to talk about that and whether or not people are actually responding to these game shows. So I wonder if our audiences are like even interested in game shows. Are game shows a thing in 2019? Like, I don't know. For me, they kind of are, but I'm interested in what other people
think. I mean, they're still going on, too.
Yeah, they are.
It's still happening.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they're hitting the prime time, people are watching them. And like I said, they're just so cheap to produce. Usually your probably highest cost is whoever the talent is, who's the host.
Yeah, true.
That's the thing. I wonder if they'll revive like other simple shows that I remember, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire got like a revival, despite the fact that it's been kind of ongoing on Game Show Network. It got like a primetime revival for a short period of time with Regis Philbin. What's another big game show that I know that a lot of people liked?
What about The Weakest Link?
No, The Weakest Link, I don't think really... I know it was popular here for like a hot minute, but it never really took off, I would think. The only thing that made the show popular was the host, right? Yeah. Like, you are The Weakest Link. Goodbye. That's it.
Yeah. How many years later and we still remember that?
You know what? Like, honestly, if you hadn't mentioned that, I never would have thought about it again.
Yeah, true.
I feel like most American audiences. I was going to say, are you smarter than a fifth grader? I like that show because I usually was smarter than a fifth grader.
I'd love to see you on that show. You should try and get on. I think they're actually reviving it, too.
Is Jeff Foxworthy coming back?
I think so. I was looking at this list of revivals. You don't like him?
I don't care for like his like redneck humor.
I see.
You know what I mean? Like, I cannot relate.
True. Yeah, that doesn't seem like you're the target audience for
No, most certainly not. Most certainly not. But yeah, but good for him if they're reviving that show.
For sure.
Uh-huh. All right.
So what game show would you like to be on? You should let us know. Let us know on our Instagram. It's Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals. You can also tell us on our Facebook. And what's that again, Rolando?
I think it's Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals.
So you just type that into Facebook, and then you can email us remakesrebootsrevivals@gmail.com.
Yep, and you never know. We'll possibly read on the air or do a terrible job reading it, give up, and just like kind of give you the synopsis of the email last time.
So you have a 50-50 chance of one of those things happening.
Mm-hmm. For sure. All right. Well, then. Oh, and I guess we forgot to mention this, but happy Pride, everyone.
Yes, happy Pride Month. Happy Pride Month. Yes. It's going to be a great, fun month. And it's World Pride. 50 years of Stonewall. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's why it's called World Pride. Okay, there you go. I learned something new on the show.
There you go.
I'm constantly learning something new, I feel like.
Me and Nicole are constantly teaching you something, huh?
Yeah, like, for example, it's not Bob Hope, it's Bob Barker.
Yeah. Bob Hope is very different, yes.
Yes. Speaking of Pride, do we know what we're doing next week?
Okay. Well, next week we're doing a gay classic, The Birdcage, and the original French film that you might know that it came from, La Cage aux Folles.
Sorry, I was drinking my smoothie. But I promise you, our audience probably does not know that The Birdcage is a remake.
I also thought that was a little shade when you were like, I gotta watch a French movie.
No. I was like literally drinking my smoothie.
Yeah, it did sound like that. Suck le bleu.
Yeah. So that's it. Yeah, we'll be doing The Birdcage and stuff in honor of Pride. And this month we're also going to try to squeeze in a special Will and Grace episode too. So, you know, we got some fun things planned out for Pride this year.
Very fun. So much fun.
So continue listening to Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals.
An original podcast.
About unoriginality. Oh, look at that. We did it.
I think so. And happy Monday. Enjoy your day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.